Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. We are so excited about Holy Week and all that it means in the life of Christianity. This is the Super Bowl of our faith. Today, though, I want to talk a little bit about these two words. Stop it! I know what you're thinking. Well, what do I have to stop? Well, it's best illustrated in a story that Jesus tells that he experienced. So it's found in John chapter 4, where Jesus shows up at a well, and he's on his way through Samaria to get to where he's going, to the village of Sychar. And he's on his way, and he stops at what's known as Jacob's Well. And he's tired from a long walk. He sits wearily beside the well about noontime or so while the sun is hottest. And a Samaritan woman comes to draw water, and Jesus says to her, "Please give me a drink." Now, he was alone at the time, and his disciples had gone on into the village to buy food, and the woman was so surprised because Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. So listen to what she says to Jesus. "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" And Jesus said, "If you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me, and I would give you living water." But then she goes on and says, "But you don't have a bucket. You don't have a rope. This well is really deep. How on earth are you going to bring up that living water?" And Jesus says in verse 13, "Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." And like any of us would, she says, "Please, give me this water that I'll never be thirsty again and I won't have to come here to get water." And so Jesus says, "Well, go get your husband." She says, "I don't have a husband." And Jesus says, "You're right. You don't have a husband, for you have had five husbands. And in the middle of that, you aren't even really living and in a way that is honoring to the man that you married and the guy you're with now. You certainly spoke the truth when you said that." And the woman said, "Well, you must be a prophet. So tell me, why is it that you Jews insist that Jerusalem is the only place of worship, while we Samaritans claim it is here where our ancestors worship?" And Jesus says, "Believe me, the time is coming when it will no longer matter whether you worship the Father on this mountain or in Jerusalem." And then he goes on and he talks about how little they know. And you know what the picture here of this first part of the story in John chapter 4 really says to me? Stop making a big deal about everything but Jesus. Stop making a big deal about all the social ills that we have in America and make a big deal about Jesus. Stop worrying about the foolishness that comes with bigotry and hatred and racism. Stop getting bent out of shape about the economy or who the president is. Stop overly being freaked out about the Health Care Act. And look at what Jesus does when he shows up in this town, in a place where Jews that he was would never associate with Samaritans like she was, and he just sits down and has a chat with her. And we recognize this is not super spiritual, you know, Sally here. This is somebody who's lived life in a pretty rough way. And you know what? None of us would look at her and think, "Wow, she is really going to help the church." We would look at her and think, "Man, that is one messed up chick." But Jesus stops, and I believe he says to us, "Stop it. Stop trying to do all the things that you think are right and point people toward me that they might drink of living water, regardless of who they are, regardless of where they're from, or regardless of what color their skin is or their socioeconomic condition. You give them the living water found in a relationship with Jesus." My friend, today, stop it. Stop everything else that you're trying to make a big deal about and make a big deal about Jesus. And when you do, those things you make a big deal about will be found in love and you'll change the world. Stop it. Go ahead and drink of living water. God bless you, friend. We'll see you soon. Bye now.